This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I told you in hour number one, this is hour two of the Wayne Allen Root Show, run unfiltered on USA Radio. I told you in hour one that they're bringing back masks in New York and Los Angeles. They already did it in New York and Los Angeles. It's coming. Here's the story at the UK Daily Mail. They just can't help themselves. This is the headline. They just can't help themselves. Los Angeles on the verge of reinstating mask mandates after city reaches high level of COVID-19 risk during nationwide surge of BA.5. U.S. infections, daily infections jumped 30% over the past week to under 40,000. First of all, there's a couple questions that need to be asked. Question number one is the obvious one, which is, how many of them are dying? How many of them are in the hospital? How many of them are serious cases? And the answer is almost nobody. There is no reason to panic. There is no reason to be hysterical. There is not a problem, folks. There's no problem. This is called the flu. Everyone's got a cold, a very minor cold. So why would you have to wear masks, everyone, all over again? So that's number one. And number two is you need to ask how many of the people sick have been vaccinated. And I think you're going to find the answer is almost all of them, which proves the vaccine does not work. Everyone I know who's gotten sick in the last few months is vaccinated. And they all get COVID. And they're getting it because the vaccine kills your immune system. Just destroys your immune system. Look at this story. While I'm at the UK Daily Mail, I've got to read you this story. Canadian family holds gender reveal party for their 8-year-old daughter after she told them, "I just don't feel like a boy inside," at the age of 6. Ella Scott, 8, from Ontario, Canada, was born male but always felt like a girl inside. Her family had a gender reveal party to introduce her to her wider family. Mother Nikki set up a social media page to offer advice on transitioning young. These are all mentally ill people. The child's mentally ill, should be seeing a psychiatrist, and the parents are mentally ill. I'm sorry, but you don't change your sex at the age of 6 or 8. Ella Scott, now 8, told her parents she didn't feel like a boy inside 2 years ago at the age of 6. So now they're having gender reveal parties, and they've grown her hair out, and they're treating her as a girl. This is the sickest stuff I've ever read. This has nothing to do with not liking gay people. Nothing. I love gay people. I have nothing against gay people. You want to be gay? Be gay. It's okay by me. I've never been anti-gay one day in my life, never withheld a job, never hurt anyone in my life because they're gay. I have no problem with gays getting married. I've never had a problem with gays getting married. You want to get married? Get married. You'll wind up in divorce court like the rest of us, but good luck to you. But the idea that you could have a little boy and she or he or it decides it's now a little girl and you let them be a little girl and wear dresses is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life and the sickest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. The most mentally ill thing I've ever heard in my entire life. The mother's name is Nikki. Nikki said, this is the mother, at the age of 6, my son wanted to start wearing girls' clothes like skirts and dresses. I must admit, I thought it might be a phase. One Halloween, we decided to let her pick her own costume. She wanted to be a cat. Why don't you just tell her she's a cat now, by the way? Being that she dressed as a cat, I guess she identifies as a cat. Why not take her to a vet from now on instead of a pediatrician? You're all nuts! Neither of us knew what the right thing to do was, so we showed Ella books of trans people because she didn't have the words to say it. Eventually she did. She said, I'm not a boy. I don't feel like this inside. So now she's transitioned. They were initially very confused how to best treat their child. We were asking ourselves if she was too young and we were doing the right thing. The couple arranged a consultation with a psychologist in their local child mental health center. There's the first mistake. You know, by the way, in my life, I've really only met and I've only dated two girls that I thought were mentally ill on the first date and never saw them again. They were nuts. Mentally ill whack jobs. And they were both daughters of psychiatrists. One of them was the daughter of two psychiatrists, you know, husband and wife psychiatrists. That's when I learned psychiatrists are nuts. There's no point in going to them because they'll just make you nuts. They're not normal people. Nuts become psychiatrists, evidently, because their children are nuts. It's a very bad sign. Can you imagine there how many hundreds of people or thousands in a career went to these two psychiatrists and their children, their daughters, are nuts? So they do a very good job of parenting. How are they going to do a good job of teaching you in an office how to be a normal person? In any case, the psychiatrist supported the parents in letting Ella choose who she wanted to be. From here, we let Ella take the lead. In grade one, she started using she/her pronouns, eventually growing her hair long and wearing girls' clothing. I've never heard anything so sick in my entire life. Thank God these weird people don't belong to me. The couple, along with Ella's two younger brothers, Teddy 6, Reagan 5, then decided to support Ella by hosting a gender reveal party to announce her journey to their extended family. Boy, I wouldn't go to that party. I wouldn't be seen dead at that party. And if it was a success, it was a success, with wider relatives being very supportive. They all now stopped referring to Ella's old boy name, and they referred to her as Ella, a girl's name. This is so weird. There is no way this should be happening anywhere in the world except with liberal leftist parents who are confused nutcases themselves. But again, it's an opinion show. It's my opinion. You people made yourself public. I can say what I want about a public figure. It's just my opinion. Despite being accepted by family and friends, Ella did have to move schools in order that she'd be fully accepted in her new identity. I'll bet. Because if she'd stayed in that school, she'd have been tortured for the rest of her life. Grade one was confusing because some peers were saying she wasn't a girl. You think? However, we chose to move Ella and the rest of our kids. Her new school was a new place, perfect for her to explore herself further, and her teachers have been so supportive. I don't know what to say. So she's a little boy with a penis, but she wears dresses and has long hair, and now she thinks she's a girl. Folks, this is so wrong and so rancid and so against everything that normal people should be believing in, including God. This is so strange. God, religion, Christianity. Oh, my gosh. So strange. And liberals and LGBTQ extreme radical nutcases would probably come after me because I don't accept her as a girl. No, I don't accept that a 6-year-old to an 8-year-old in that 2-year span has any idea what they want for the rest of their life or has any right to change their sex. Once you get to be 18 and you're an adult out in the real world, or 21 and you get out of college and you're an adult in the real world, you can do what you want to do with your own money and your own time, but no one has a right to allow a child at the age of 6 to 8 to be brainwashed into changing their sex and reading books about transgenders. This is all going to a place that our society is going to be so sorry you ever went. You have no idea. This is all, and this is corporate America doing dumb things, leading the way. Just the other day I saw Dick's Sporting Goods, excuse the name Dick's in this conversation, but Dick's Sporting Goods just said that they're going to pay for any of their female employees to go out of the state if the state doesn't allow abortion and go get an abortion somewhere else. So guess what? Dick's got a little bit of their own medicine. They got sued by a Christian organization, a Christian legal foundation, who's saying that if you pay for women to go get abortions, you got to now pay for normal women who want to have a baby. You're going to have to pay for their whole pregnancy. You know what? That's, you spend $5,000, some gal can leave the state and get an abortion, then you owe the same $5,000 to every pregnant employee of your company. And I think it's great. I think it's the stupidest thing any corporation ever did, but I think this is great. Giving them their own medicine, a spoonful of their own medicine. You know what, dicks? You stepped in it, you dicks. That's the name of their company, so I'm allowed to say that. You stepped right on it. You know what I mean, dicks? Because what you've done now is you've ruined it for your shareholders. Because now you're going to waste money on the women going to get an abortion, and you're going to waste money on the women who are pregnant. You didn't have to pay for any of that. Now you're going to have to pay double for all of it. That's how stupid you are. You opened the door. It's like saying, from now on, I'm going to give $5,000 bonuses every year to black employees. Well, if I was your employee, I would sue and I would say I'm white and I demand the same $5,000. And you lose in court because your rule is racist. And therefore, I would be awarded $5,000 too. Now you'll have to spend an extra $5,000 on everyone that you didn't spend before. You're just opening the door to stupid things by listening to liberalism. It doesn't work. Here's a good example of what we're facing. I'm a pedophile, says Biden-era United States Postal Service chief in the mail-in ballot unit, arrested after trying to meet a teen boy for sex. Russell Rappel Schmidt, the chief data officer for the U.S. Postal Regulatory Commission, who's in charge of mail-in ballots, was caught in San Diego, California, attempting to meet a 14-year-old boy for sex. And he looked in the camera when they caught him. They had the whole thing on camera, and he said, "I'm a pedophile." And I'm sure he's not, you know, susceptible to any kind of blackmail by the Democrat Party, right? He's in charge of mail-in ballots, and after they find out he's having sex with little boys, they would never say, "We'll tell the whole world and ruin your life if you don't twist the mail-in ballots to be 100% for Democrats so we steal the election from Trump." That couldn't possibly be a problem, could it? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LeBru, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, Wayne Alaruch, the BS variant is attacking us again. The COVID BS variant, as in full of bull spit. What a joke. Like, I give a damn about COVID. It's a cold, people. Get over it. My board op and producer, Chris, just sent me the most revolting picture on Twitter in the history of the world. It is the most revolting picture in the history of the world. How embarrassed should we be as Americans? And it's a photo at the French ambassador's residence, and I assume they say French ambassador, they must mean France's representative in the United States, probably in Washington, D.C., at his residence. I assume that's where they were, unless they actually left American soil and they're in France, but I think they're at the French ambassador's residence in Washington, D.C. And it is our number two person at Health and Human Services, HHS, which is Rachel Levine, a.k.a. a man with a woman's wig on. And standing next to him is the number one person, I believe, in the Nuclear Energy Commission, whose name escapes me. I don't even remember what his name is. But he's another transsexual weirdo. And the two of them are men wearing skirts with heels. And they're at the French ambassador's residence. One of them is a man with a bald head acting like a woman in heels and short skirt. And the other one is Rachel Levine, who's a man who's changed, transitioned to a woman, who looks like a man with a wig on, wearing a naval skirt, a U.S. Navy skirt, because, of course, as the number two man in HHS, he actually thinks he's like some sort of admiral, and he's got like an admiral's uniform and an admiral's hat for a woman. It's a skirt, and the two of them are standing there with their legs and their heels, and they're men, and they represent America together. The whole world is laughing at us. What jokes we are. Sam Britton. He's like the number one nuclear regulatory guy, and he's some sort of transsexual weirdo. And Rachel Levine is the number two in Health and Human Services, some sort of transsexual weirdo. These are the people put in charge of America. You know, I made some comments about psychiatrists a little while ago, but they should be in shrinks offices. They shouldn't be running major agencies for America. They're mixed up people with mental illness. They don't even know if they're a man or a woman. This has nothing to do with gay rights. Zero. I don't have a bone in my body that's ever been anti-gay. You want to be gay, be gay. But there's a difference between being a man who's gay with other men and a woman who's gay with other women. And this. These are two men dressed in skirts and heels representing America. This is so weird. It's bizarre. Because to me, a gay man looks like a man. You don't know the difference. He's a man. He's got pants on. He's got a shirt on. So, okay, you go home to a guy. I don't care. You still should be wearing a suit representing America. You're a man. These are men who think they're women. God, it's so weird. So weird. And nobody can say this is not what everybody else is thinking, too. Because they are. Everybody thinks this. The sponsor of this segment, by the way, is Amio Life. They're one of my favorite companies. Amio Life joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day to build my immune system, and their natural silver mouthwash, and their silver gel. I use it on my face at bedtime every night, and I suck on their silver lozenges all throughout the show to keep my voice alive. It's all part of my daily wellness routine, and I ask them to do something really great for my listeners and give everyone a special 30% discount on their entire product line, and they did. 30% off everything you buy. Visit Amio Life. Tell them Wainwright sent you. Use the promo code ROOT30 to get 30% off. Amio Life, ROOT30 to get 30% off. Or call them directly at 800-422-8148. 800-422-8148. Get 30% off. Just say Route 30, or if you're online at amiolife.com, just type in Route 30, and you get 30% off. But the main product that I love, I use them all, but their alkaline structured silver solution. I drink that 3-4 times a day, and I feel like it gives me a real immune system boost, and I believe in it. And back to that whole transgender issue, because here's another leading story headline. Transgender swimmer Leah Thomas has been nominated by the University of Pennsylvania for NCAA Woman of the Year. She is a he. It's a man swimming as a woman. And they want her to be named the entire country's college female athlete of the year. I don't know what to say. Wayne Root is speechless for the first time in history.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is urging the group of 20 major economies to address a food security crisis that's being caused in part by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Yellen calling on the G20 nations to help those in need and boost their spending on food security issues linked to the Russian conflict. President Biden is continuing to defend his trip to Saudi Arabia. Talking to reporters in Saudi Arabia, Biden cited good talks on ensuring adequate global oil supplies to lower gas prices.
And thanks to many months of quiet diplomacy by the staff, we've accomplished some significant business. First, as you saw this morning, the Saudis will open their airspace to all civilian carriers. That is a big deal.
Biden adding that he did talk about human rights issues with Saudi leaders. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wayne Alaroo, welcome back to the show. I want to mention the sponsor of the show, Freedom Fest, which is going on right now. Hope you made it last night. I had my I missed the show yesterday. Lee Elsie guest hosted because the big debate of Freedom Fest, or I should say the big trial of Freedom Fest, big mock trial. They had real-life lawyers, real-life prosecutors, real-life defense attorneys, real-life jury, real-life witnesses, and I was the judge, Judge Wayne Root. And we had a great time. It was about an hour trial, and the trial was about legalization of drugs. And I was a big hit of Freedom Fest. I made the crowd laugh. I entertained them. They had a great time. It's rare that a judge has a personality. I had one. On the stand as a witness was Judge Jim Gray, a real-life judge. And he looked over at me in front of the crowd, and he said, "This is a wild day when you wake up in the morning and you realize I'm going to be sitting here as a witness, and the judge is Wayne Root." And we just had a great time. And no matter what anybody, any lawyer said, I just said, overruled, overruled, overruled. I said it 20 times. Crowd just laughed every time I banged the gavel and said, overruled. I was wearing the judge's gown. We had a lot of fun. But Freedom Fest is ongoing. You could go today. You could go tomorrow. Tomorrow's the big debate of Freedom Fest. Was the 2020 election stolen? And that debate will star yours truly, Wayne Root, arguing and defending on behalf of President Trump and arguing there was a stolen election against some leftist, loony, liberal journalist who I will destroy. This is my fifth debate at Freedom Fest. The other four, the crowd voted me the landslide winner. I'm 4-0 at Freedom Fest debates. I'll be 5-0 after tomorrow. I guarantee you that. And it'll be a fabulous debate. Go check it out, please. Go to freedomfest.com. Freedomfest.com. Use the code ROOT50 and get $50 off registration. Or if you're a Vegas resident, register as a local to get an even bigger discount. Freedomfest.com or call 855-850-3733. I'm sure they'll give you a one-day pass for tomorrow's big debate, 855-850-3733. Just come for tomorrow's debate, 11 o'clock in the morning, tomorrow, Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun. Freedomfest.com. We've got our guest, Christina Layla, here, the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor, always my first stop every morning, thegatewaypundit.com. Christina, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back.
Always great to have you on. So Los Angeles County is back with their COVID alert. You've seen the new article I sent you to come out on Sunday at the Gateway Pundit. It's all about the fact that Democrats are going to steal the midterm elections, and they're going to COVID. They're going to use COVID to do it. And here it is, sure enough. Los Angeles joins New York with mask mandates, and they're all claiming that COVID is back with a vengeance. Just in time for the midterms, we're all going to be locked down, masked up, and force vaccinated. And by the way, if we don't win the midterms, that'll be the rest of our life. We'll be locked down and vaccinated and masked for the rest of our lives. So you better hope Republicans win in the midterms. That's all I can say. But I believe they're going to try and steal it. But what say you about L.A. County now going back to masks?
Right. So L.A. County has just entered the COVID high alert. I guess they measure the cases over a week, the COVID cases or hospitalizations. And if they stay in that high alert for two consecutive weeks, then the mask mandate will be reimposed on July 29th. And you're right. This is we're going into the midterm this fall. It's going to be COVID mandates. Look, the Democrats cannot lose this fall. They are going to, I believe, they're really gunning for Wisconsin. This is Senate seats, Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. They need to gain at least two Senate seats because they want to nuke the filibuster. And they have to retain the House. If they lose the House, all of their investigations stop, their subpoena power goes away. And if they lose the Senate, just one seat out of the Senate even, or if they don't pick up any seats, they're not going to get anything done. So they are going to overdrive. They will be overdrive with COVID.
No doubt. Absolutely. And anybody who thinks they're going to give up power is not understanding the communist mindset. Communists never give up power. And these are not Democrats. These are communists that are running our country.
Absolutely.
This is a radical communist takeover, and these people are traitors. Let's talk about Nancy Pelosi. And I saw this article at your site, The Gateway Pundit, and I did not get a chance to read it. So I never did see what it was about. It said Pelosi accidentally trashes Democrat governors for their lockdowns, which reveals what the Democrats have in store next. So what is that story? I don't even know it.
Okay, so Pelosi was on the House floor today. She was actually attacking Republicans for pushing back against the House bill that would protect the rights for women to travel to get an abortion. Let's say they're in a state where has a trigger ban after Roe v. Wade was overturned and the woman wants to get an abortion, she'll have to travel to another state. So the House voted on a bill today that would protect those rights. And so she was attacking Republicans, and this is what she said. She actually was trashing what the Democrats have done to us. This is like gaslighting on the next level. She says, what do the Republicans have in store for us next? You can't travel to buy a book. You can't travel to see a concert or a play if it doesn't meet their standards. And she actually describes what the Democrats, with Joe Biden and the Democrats, have done with COVID mandates.
Well, that's Solinsky, right? That's Solinsky. Whatever you see, blame the other side. So you're saying that by saying that, she's tipping her hand. That's what they have in store for us, right?
Yes, absolutely. Right. They're going to bring it all back. And they always say what they're going to do, and they always project what they do onto other people.
Right.
Really, I was just shocked to see that.
And if they lock us down, mask us, and make us, not you and me, of course, but they make the average sheep in this country scared to death to walk outside and vote and stand with other people in a line to vote, then they're all going to do mail-in ballots. And if you do mail-in ballots, that confuses everybody. It creates a giant distraction. And they're able to move in with all kinds of fake mail-in ballots with names that don't exist and addresses nobody's living at. Or they put 10,000 people at the same address. It's just massive voter theft involved. With mail-in ballots with no voter ID.
Right, and more importantly, it gives them an excuse to continue the post-election day counting, saying, no, we had a big influx of mail-in ballots. We need a week to count these. And they just keep producing ballots until they overcome the Republican opponent.
Right, that's the trick, right? You got it. That's exactly the trick. That's the reason why, by the way, when I thought about why did they stop the count in five states at midnight in the 2020 election, because they said, all right, let's stop the count and let's see how many votes Trump is ahead in every state, and we'll figure out a plan how to come up with enough fake ballots to overcome that lead. That's the reason they did it, very clearly.
Right.
Very clearly. All right. Another story, a gateway pundit right now. The House passes a bill to protect, quote unquote, interstate travel for abortions and codify abortion protection. So the Supreme Court said it's a state by state issue. It's not a federal issue. The House wants to come right back. Now, this should die in the Senate, I would think.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It won't pass in the Senate. Yesterday, actually, the Republicans in the Senate killed a version of this bill. And Manchin and Sinema already said they are not going to nuke the filibuster, so they have – this is DOA.
I hope
so. They're doing it. They're going to keep going. And I feel like what they're showing right now, if they gain a couple seats in the Senate, I mean, they're basically showing their hand. This is what we're going to get after the midterms, if God forbid they take a couple Senate seats.
I spend most of my time on your site, the Gateway Pundit. I really do. A larger percentage on your site than any other site in the country. So that's a big compliment. But I am on other sites, and I saw a story on another site. I don't believe it was yours. It was another site. And it talked about the amazing disparity in how much money Democrats are raising in key Senate races versus Republicans. Did you happen to see that article?
I haven't seen that one yet.
All right, so it was not on your site, right? I was thinking it was on another site I was looking at. And what it says is, and these are actually, let's see if I can find it here, these are Republican stars. So you'd think that they could raise big money. But Democrats are outraising us in each of these races. So in Georgia, Warnock is outraising Herschel Walker, $17 million to $6 million. In Ohio, Tim Ryan is outraising J.D. Vance, $9 million to $2 million. In Nevada, my state, Cortez Masto is outraising Adam Laxalt, $7.5 million to $2.8 million. And then they assume he'll be reporting later today as Dr. Oz. But Futterman has already raised $11 million for the race in Pennsylvania. So
Talking
about
it.
But those are our stars, and they're being outraised by a fortune. So, you know, it's so weird to me that the Republican Party can't raise money, except I think that the Democrats are being bribed by the Chinese Communist Party and the Mexican drug cartel. They keep the border open. They keep us down. Mm-hmm. They make sure we're going to lose to China. And then all this money floods in, foreign money, in small intervals, right, $150 under the $200 limit. We have to report, you know, who you are and who your employer is. And that's why I've always argued Democrats are rich in cash and Republicans are always playing catch-up, because our people write $10 and $50 checks. And they're getting billionaires, and they're getting billionaire PAC funds, and they're getting, in my opinion, the Chinese Communist Party, Mexican drug cartel, and foreign money.
Well, they're outraising us. And yesterday I saw a poll, or this week, the New York Times poll, is now they're saying, well, the midterm elections are tighter than previously expected. So here comes the narrative. You know, they're already setting up the narrative for the steal. They're outraising us. They got the polls. It's happening again. It's deja vu.
I know. Well, anybody who thinks it's going to be easy is kidding themselves, because they're just not going to go down easy. One of the big stories at the top of your site right now, just in, is Ivana Trump's death ruled an accident as a result of blunt impact injuries, and that's the Medical Examiner in New York. Now, I want to be very careful how to say this, because I'm friends with Donald Trump, friends with the Trump family. I don't want to get involved in what happened to his wife, what didn't happen to his wife, but I think it needs to be said. The minute I saw it, they said the 911 call said she had cardiac arrest.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're saying blunt impact injuries. Well, my guess is she probably had cardiac arrest and fell down the stairs and died from impact injuries.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. That's kind of what was insinuated. I read the New York Post had some sources from, I think it was the fire department and the police department. So it's believed that she went into cardiac arrest and then she was found at the bottom of her staircase.
Right, but that's so they're trying to say blunt impact injury, but that means your death was really not the blunt impact injury. It was caused by the cardiac arrest. And the question would be, was the cardiac arrest caused by someone who was vaccinated? It's just an important question because you see so many people who are dying of cardiac arrest all across America. So many. Now, it's possible to die of cardiac arrest without being vaccinated. We all know that. But there sure are a lot of deaths of a lot of famous celebrities going on in America right now, and I just think we need to get to the bottom of it. Thank you, Christina. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wainwright sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne Alarupe adds the bone. By the way, when I talked about that that picture on Twitter of the two transsexuals in the Biden administration attending French Bastille Day event at the French ambassador's residence in Washington, there was still in the back of my mind some slight chance, even though it looked real, that it could be a joke, that maybe it didn't happen. It's now the lead story at the Gateway Pundit. And there's the photo of the two transgenders who are leading agency heads of the Biden administration. Richard Levine, used to be named, now he's Dr. Rachel Levine. He's a man who became a woman. And newly hired Department of Energy executive official Sam Britton, celebrating Bastille Day at the French ambassador's residence. And there's the two men in skirts and heels. And I want to vomit. Sam Britton is a non-binary drag queen into kink who uses they-them pronouns, and get this, is a pup handler. What does that mean? Do you want to look that up for me, Chris? A pup handler. Look up, just Google for me. Does that mean he has sex with puppies? Please tell me that's not true. That can't be true, right? And there's a photo of him, I guess from his Facebook or Instagram page, in a dungeon. Oh, and he's got a person dressed up with a dog collar. Maybe that's what he means by a pup handler. They take humans and treat them as dogs and walk them with a dog collar and a leash. And that's what he's doing in the picture. And he wore a blue dress with bright blue heels, and Rachel Levine wore his admiral's uniform, pantyhose, and heels. Do you understand if this had happened like in an era when men were men, like World War II? Do you have any idea? He's wearing his admiral's uniform. He's a transgender wearing an admiral's uniform. Yes, let me hear the definition of a pup handler.
Okay, so the general thought is that a pup handler is somebody who likes to dress up as Rin-Tin-Tin or handle Rin-Tin-Tin, if you will, and get their milk bones off to that.
They dress up like puppies.
Like dogs, yeah.
Right, or puppies, because they say pup handler, not dog handler. Pup, they must like young dogs. They're dog pedophiles, in other words.
Oh,
these
God.
Are the weirdest people in the entire world.
They're pupophiles.
Pupophiles, oh my God. And they're given positions in the Biden administration! Oh my God. All right. On this topic, let's talk about the sponsor of this segment of the show, because Kyle LeBru is a real man, running for United States Congress, a strong, unapologetic conservative and Christian and America First candidate, and he loves Wayne Root, not in that kind of way, and he loves this show, and he wanted to be a part of the show, so he decided to sponsor the show, and he's running in CD4 in Missouri, but anybody could send him a contribution. He's a great guy. He stands up for the Second Amendment and for holding China accountable for COVID and for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives and for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion and for keeping biological men out of women's sports. See, this is a good guy. Kyle LeBru, my kind of man's man, running for U.S. Congress, conservative fighter. Visit KyleLeBru.com. Click on the contribute button at the top of the page. His primary in Missouri is August 2nd. Make sure you send him a contribution and say, Wayne Root says you're a friend and a warrior and we're with you. And I don't care if it's $10, $50, $100, or $5,000. Send something to KyleLeBru.com. LABRUE.com. If you like me and you respect me, send it to KyleLeBru.com. Paid for by Kyle LeBru for Congress. A little housekeeping, by the way. My email address, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com. R-O-O-T. Root, like tree root. RootForAmerica.com. Everything starts there. You can listen to my national radio show, this show, there. My podcast, there. My local radio show in Vegas, there. There's little buttons at the top of the page. You click on them and you're on listening right away. And you can get my video commentaries and my videos and my audios and everything is there. My books, my all my commentaries on print, newspaper columns, they're all there. And you can listen to me on your phone on Odyssey. That's an app you get at the App Store or Google Play. Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's the number one streaming app in the world for listening to radio and talk radio. And they've got the Wayne LeBru Show on the app. All right, speaking of wokeness and how ridiculous it is, the woke Soros-backed Los Angeles DA, which is one of the worst people in the entire world, George Gascon, there's massive increase in crime and homelessness and murder and every single bad thing you could think of in Los Angeles. It's become a horrible town. It was never like Chicago. Now it's exactly like Chicago. And it's all because of this guy, Gascon, who lets every criminal out back on the streets the same day they do something, same day they're arrested for a violent crime. He's now decided to disband the unit that notifies victims of convicts' parole hearings. That's the only thing he could think of doing. Let all the criminals out and don't notify victims that the criminal that tried to kill them or rape them or did rape them or did assault them or did carjack them or did home invade them, that criminal's about to get out if the parole hearing determines they should get out. But if you go and testify, they might not get out as the victim, right? He doesn't want you to testify. He wants to disband that unit that notifies you that you could go to that hearing and keep that criminal in prison. These are all radical communist traitors against the United States. And every one of them should be tried for treason. When I get back, I'll read this actual story to you. Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.